Let's find our seats. Praise God. Hallelujah. So good to have everybody here today. Amen. I was telling my wife there's almost as many people down at the other building as there was up at this building. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, the kids and youth walked out. And just kids and youth, 11 walked out besides the teachers. So, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have kids, you don't have a church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Our 50s drummer has just made it to the platform. Amen. Now she looks like a 50s drummer, doesn't she? Amen. The glasses, they're good, Chelsea. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said it early in Sunday school, let me just repeat it. Pentecost is an experience. It really is. It's not a religion. 16 or 17 times the word religion is used in Scripture. And only once is it used in a positive way. And that, it had to have an adjective added to it. Pure religion. And undefiled before God is this, he said. Every other time, it's negative. You see, religion is man's attempt to serve God man's way. It's man's attempt to be comfortable serving God man's way. You see, we went somewhere one time, and I've dealt this, it's been in my mind for the last 3-4 days. Dealt with it Friday night in Bible study, sitting around a campfire. We got inserted into the church that there was a holy man. And in this congregation, I guess that'd be me. The holy man. And we go to a holy place. On a holy day. And during that time, we try to be holy. And we call that the church. Folks, this building is not the church. The church came here this morning to worship together in this building. Amen. Every day is holy unto the Lord. And you and I are holy all the time. Amen. We live holy. We love holy. Amen. We worship holy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's not just for one, it's for everybody. Praise God. Let's stand today. We're going to go into a worship service, and we're just going to worship the Lord as they begin to open with worship. I want to invite you if you need prayer. Now, if you can't come up here because of sickness in your body or weakness, then you just raise your hand and kind of wave it at me, get my attention. Don't just raise your hand because there might be a lot of hands in the air worshiping God, and I might not know what you mean. Kind of go like this. If you're strong enough to come up here, then walk up here and we'll pray for you. Amen. And the Bible said if we would anoint with oil and pray, healing would happen. Come on.
Yes.
It didn't say it might happen. It didn't say it was possible to happen. It said it happened. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Yes. So if you're feeling low spiritually, same goes. Come.
Amen.
Amen. So let's worship the Lord and just raise your hand if you need prayer. If you can't come up, but if you can, come on up here. Just come on up, and the elders of the church, the people of God, will pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. Come on up.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made.
Come on, if I can just
I
have
will
a,
rejoice
a couple
for
ladies,
he has
gather
made
around
me
the ladies
glad.
Up here. Hallelujah.
He
Hallelujah.
Has made me glad. He
right
has
away,
made
Brother
me
Jan.
Glad. I will
Jan.
Rejoice
right
for
Hallelujah.
He has made me glad.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He has made me glad.
Who's all
he has made
prayer?
Me glad.
Right.
I will rejoice for
right.
He has
Hallelujah.
Made me glad.
Come on, rejoice
I will
for He has made me glad.
Enter His gates
Come
with
on.
Thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts. Oh, I will say this is the day that the Lord. He has made me glad. He has made me glad.
I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
He, yeah, He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. See, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. Oh, He has made me glad. He has
made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
Yeah, He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for
He has made me glad.
Yeah, He has made me glad. He has
I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
Oh, He has made me glad. Say, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has
made
me glad. Yeah, He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has
made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
Yeah, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Yeah, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time. Yeah, just give me that old
time.
Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good enough. makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. You give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough. Oh, you give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. You give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Just give me that old-time religion. It's good enough. Yeah, just give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, just lift your hands right now. Jesus is in the house. Jesus, we give you praise. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the name above every name. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Without starting to preach yet, let me just tell you, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not some little shiver or some little mental acceptance or some little prayer you prayed one time. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the life-changing power of God that comes into a life, and you speak in new tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. It is supernatural. Amen. But it's not a fearful thing. Not at all. It's been said that there's a God-shaped vacancy inside of every one of us. Amen? That only God can fill. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God can fill it. So as we walk in this service today, let's believe the Lord. Come on up here. We just do it. Whoa. Michael, come up here and help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are a ways from paying rent, and there's another fairly large thing due. This not nearly as hard as rent. I could only wish. Hallelujah. Let's do this week as well. I know everybody came prepared to give. I know everybody already wrote the check. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I'm going to ask God to loose the spirit of giving. I'm not begging. I'm not telling you, you got to do something. The Holy Ghost will. Amen. The Holy Ghost will tell you. Praise God. I feel a surge of the Spirit of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Come on, there's faith in the house. Hallelujah. 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 God might tell you to call somebody. Come on now. Hear me. God might tell you to reach out to somebody else that has more than you've got. And you finally got faith enough to do it. Come on, there's a word of faith in the house right now. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. We release faith, Lord, across the place. We release faith, God, in the spirit of giving in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want you to listen to emotion right now. I don't want you to listen to just your thoughts. I just want you to listen to the Holy Ghost. I rebuke every other thought, Lord. I rebuke every thought, God, that's not of you right now, and bind it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If it's not of you, God, I don't want anybody to hear it. If it's not of you, God, I don't want anybody to do it. But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose the spirit of giving. I loose a word of faith in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, you need to ask God for something right now. Beyond, I'm out of offering. I'm out of the offering right now, out of offering mode. You need to ask God for something right now that you've never asked Him for. Hallelujah. Come on, there's a word of faith in here. There's an operation of the gift of faith in the house right now. There's a gift of faith. You don't even have faith enough to ask God for this. But right now, in the name of Jesus, you can ask. In the name of the Lord, we ask, Lord. In the name of the Lord, we loose the gift of faith in the house, Jesus. In the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Somebody needs to lift your voice in praise. There's enemy, the opposition to the interference in your mind right now. You need to lift your voice in praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, you're listening to yourself. You're listening to yourself. You got your mouth closed and your mind is closed. Come on, open your mouth right now. Open your mouth and begin to praise God. And let Him begin to speak in your spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to the name of the Lord. Come on, clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm going to have to rebuke the spirit of reasoning. Some of you are reasoning yourself right out of the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Come on, you're reasoning yourself right out of the will of God. I'm not telling you to listen to yourself. I'm not telling you to listen to a condemning spirit. I'm telling you to listen to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, praise God. There's such an awesome presence of the Lord here. Hallelujah. If you hadn't received your healing yet, you need to lift your hands and worship the Lord. I'm not trying to pull an offering out of you right now. I'm trying to get you to receive from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If the Lord can't get you to give, then you won't give anyway. And that's okay. That's not what I'm trying to do, but there's just an awesome presence of God. Some of you got prayed for healing, and you need to begin to rejoice in it because doubt is flooding your mind that you really didn't get what you need. Hallelujah. 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 Martha, if you'd worship the Lord right now, God would heal you completely of that sickness that you have in your body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mindry, you ought to lay hands on Martha right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, there's a move of the Holy Ghost in the house. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Come on, you can receive the Holy Ghost if you just lift your hands and begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't need a conference. Come on, we don't need a conference. We have a Jesus right here in our midst. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, brethren. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God. What an infinite God. Praise God. Brother Charlie, when you get finished, Brother Michael, bring that back up here, and we're going to pray over it again. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Let's begin to worship the Lord. Come on, let's just begin to sing.
Come on. What can wash away my sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again?
Ask God to bless it right now.
Ask God to expand it. Ask God to
that's right now,
Jesus'
name.
Jesus.
Now, what can do?
And we sing,
all
precious is the flow, oh, that makes me white as snow. Oh, it's no other fount I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we sing, oh, precious is the flow. Oh, that makes me white as snow. It's no I know, oh, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the, oh, that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is all my righteousness, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Oh, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Yeah, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yeah, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And my chains are gone. Yeah, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone.
Come on, somebody believe that right now. Chains are gone. I've been set free.
My God,
hallelujah.
My Savior.
Has ransomed me.
Oh, and like a flood,
hallelujah,
His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
Hallelujah. I won't take a long time, so you guys probably don't even have to leave. You can stay up here unless you're tired of standing. You can be seated. I'll let you be seated. I won't let them. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, it says this, and this is the beginning of the church. Okay? This is the beginning of the church. The beginning of the church didn't happen in 325 AD. It didn't happen when a council of Nicaea gathered together. It didn't happen any time like that. This is the beginning of the church. And this is how the church began. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, everybody say, fully come. Fully come. Amen. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Amen? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It is a spiritual birth, and that is the beginning of the church. Amen. Amen. The upper room is not the church. Those people are the church. Amen. And the church is born. Amen. It is born. Another place in Scripture, I didn't give this to you, Brother Vince, but in Acts chapter 20 and verse 16, it says, for Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And in 1 Corinthians 16 and 8, Paul said again, but I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. Pentecost, what is it? Why? When is it fully come? Why does Paul mention it twice as a stake in the ground, an appointment that must be kept, a marker on his calendar of travels, a directional goal to obtain from the Lord? What's so important about Pentecost? What is it now? What was it then? It means 50 days after Passover. It commemorates the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. It's one of the seven feasts of Israel. Samuel Chadwick stated, our Lord prayed through the night that we might be sanctified by truth, and I expected to find in Scripture the way into the blessing, and the blessing he's talking about is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Even there, the way was not easy to find, for I was seeking an explanation instead of an experience. Come on, if you've come for an explanation today, you're not at school. This is not Penn State. This is not Penn State College High. This is not elementary school. This is church. This is the gathering of God's people. This is people coming into a place for one purpose and one purpose only, to receive from the Lord all that He has. Could I get you to say amen to that? I don't care why you came. I don't care who brought you. I don't care if you just came to appease Uncle Charlie. But right now, you've changed your mind. It's not about Uncle Charlie anymore. I've come to receive from Jesus all that He has and wants me to receive today. Amen. I've come to receive something from the Lord. I don't care if you're young, if you're the, I won't look, you're the older, I'll look at myself. Amen. You've come to receive something from the Lord. The symbol of the New Testament church is not a cross. It's a tongue of fire. Look at the center of our logo up there. That's the New Testament church. That's the symbol of the New Testament church. It's a tongue of fire. Hallelujah. Ah, praise God. Pentecost is an experience. It says, Samuel Chadwick also said, the deep things are not discovered. The deep things of God are not discovered. They are received. They are not achieved, they are believed. They are not taught, they are revealed. The Spirit of God, the Spirit is the Spirit of God, and by Him we know the things of God. You cannot know this God outside of the Holy Ghost, outside of the Spirit of the Lord showing you who He is. Let me help you just with your desire and to build your desire and your pursuit of yielding to the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you what the Pentecost is, okay? Let me run you through the scripture and tell you what Pentecost is. It's the grace that Noah found. It's Noah's salvation from the judgment of God. It's Abraham's call from God. It's Abraham's promise that he will search for all of his life and never quite attain. It's the source of Abraham's faith. It's Abraham's lifestyle and life story. It's Isaac's bride, Rebecca, found in the field. It's Isaac's steadfastness. It's Isaac redigging the wells of his father. It's the blessing that he blesses Jacob with. It's Jacob's prophetic promise prior to birth. It's Jacob's blessing. It's the ladder that reaches to heaven when Jacob is asleep and has a vision. It's the wrestling match with an angel. It's his limp the rest of his life that says, I surrender to God and He touched me and I'm different. Can I get somebody to get excited? I'm talking to you about what Pentecost is. This is what Pentecost is. This is what you receive, Mallory, when you receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You got all of this, Chelsea, when you receive the Holy Ghost. Whoa, glory. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's Jacob's name being changed to Israel, a prince with God. Amen. It's Joseph's dreams. It's his faith and faithfulness. It's Joseph being strengthened in the midst of his trials. It's the interpreting of dreams. It's his time to be exalted as prime minister of the world. Hallelujah. It's his forgiveness of his brothers in order to save and preserve a nation. It's the ability to be able to forgive hurts, amen, and wounds in order to help somebody know God. It's Moses' burning bush. It's the miraculous deliverance of Israel from Egyptian slavery. Hallelujah. It's the Red Sea parting in front of Moses and the children of Israel. It's the pillar of fire and the cloud that leads them by day and by night. It's a mountain on fire that's shaking and scares everyone that sees it. It's the tables of stone with words written on them by the finger of God. Hallelujah. It's the manna that falls from heaven. It's the water out of a rock that waters millions of people. It's quail coming with the wind. It's the glow on Moses' face after being in the presence of God. It's the sun standing still in order to ensure battle is won. It's the promise to Joshua that as God was with Moses, so will he be with him. It's the crossing of the Jordan River as the Jordan stops flowing and says, I will stand at attention of the great God. It's the walls of Jericho falling. You got to begin to interpret this, folks. You got to begin to translate this into your life. It's the walls that keep you from his presence. It's those things that hinder you. And you shouting at the walls and watching them crumble before the power of your God. It's possessing the promises of God, the promised land. It's Caleb's mountain at 85 years old when he says, give me my mountain. I've waited 45 years for this. I've got to have it. It's Samson's supernatural strength. It's Samuel's voice that comes to him as a child in the middle of the night and says, Samuel. And he runs over to the priest and says, yes, what is it? He said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed, boy. And the second time, Samuel, yes, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep, boy. And the third time, Samuel, I know I heard your voice. And the old priest finally wakes up and says, next time, say, Lord, your servant is here. Pentecost is that voice that you hear in the night calling you. See, I've never heard it. Oh, yes, you have. You're here. No, I came because. No, you came because you heard a voice and you didn't even know you heard a voice. No one comes to Jesus except he draws them. It's scripture. No, I came for a meal. You can go to McDonald's and get a meal. Amen. You're hanging around the church because the Holy Ghost is drawing you. Or you wouldn't be hanging around the church. It's David's calls when he walks out on the battlefield and looks at something that's opposing God and the armies of God and the people of God. And he says, is there not a cause? I'll go. It's the source of David's songs. He will write the Psalms of Israel, the songbook of Israel. It's David's forgiveness when he breaks 7 commandments of God in one fatal sin. It's Elijah's sacrifice. I'm sorry, it's Elijah's no rain until I say so declaration. No rain on the earth until I speak. It's Elijah's fire falling on Mount Carmel and consuming a sacrifice. It's Elijah speaking and the rain coming after 3 years without it. Amen. It's a chariot of fire that comes to take him home. It's Elisha's sacrifice of his career as a farmer. It's a double portion of God's anointing. It's the prophetic word of all ages and of all the ages. It's the burning coal off the altar of heaven touching and purifying the lips of Isaiah. It's the prophecies of the Messiah throughout the book of Isaiah. It's Jeremiah's fire shut up in my bones. I will not speak anymore the word of God. And he said, I could not forbear because it was like fire. Shut up in my bones. I had to speak. I had to say it. It's Ezekiel's valley of dry bones that comes back to life just because he prophesies to them. And there's a shaking and the bones come rumbling back together and the sinew begins to grow. Skin begins to grow on them. And the Lord says, now can they live? Only you know, God. Speak to the wind, Ezekiel. Prophesy to the wind, and he prophesies, and they begin to come to life and stand up a great army. That's what Pentecost is. It's Daniel's visions, his dreams, his interpretation of others' dreams. It's the angels coming to Daniel and saying they are highly favored of the Lord. That has nothing to do with me in Pentecost. There's one man that I believe is probably higher ranking than Daniel in the sight of God. And that would be John the Baptist. Because Jesus said the greatest man that was ever born was John the Baptist. And yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. Whew. That's what Pentecost is. That's what Pentecost is. You don't know I don't have an identity, preacher. I'm a nothing and a nobody. I've never been anything with anybody. You've heard it from the other side of the tracks. There weren't any tracks. I'm just from the other side. I'm from way out. Nobody cares about me. If I died today, nobody would care. There wouldn't be a big funeral. And if there was, it would be a fake. And as soon as it was over, everybody'd forget that I'd ever even been a part of the world. I'm talking about Pentecost that makes you the most precious individual. You can be the lowest individual ever born of the Spirit. You can never accomplish one thing in the realm of the Spirit except your new birth. You can be born again, Jacob, one minute and die the next. And he said you were greater than the greatest man that ever walked the planet, that was ever born of a man. I mean a woman. Duh. And you know who was saying that? You know who was speaking that? One that was born of a virgin was speaking that. The greatest was speaking that. And he said, none is like this guy right here. And you and I, if we're born again in the kingdom, are greater than that. I want you to have a greater life, he's saying. Anybody want a greater life? Anybody want a greater life? Anybody want a greater life? Let me finish quickly. It's the lock-jawed lions that Daniel sleeps with overnight. Daniel's in a lion's den with hungry lions. He's cuddled up beside them. And they're keeping him warm, and he's probably snoozing all night, and the king can't sleep. The king that ordered him thrown in them. And the next morning, oh, Daniel, was your God able to deliver you? Be blessed, O king. The Lord has sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth. Come on, that's Pentecost. Hallelujah. It's the handwriting on the wall and then being able to interpret it. It's the three Hebrew children's fourth man in the fire. It's the star in Bethlehem. It's the river of living water that flows out of one's own soul, out of those that believe on him, as the scripture have said. It's the fire that fell in the upper room, the rushing mighty wind. So if you're still in doubt to what Pentecost is, what the Holy Ghost is, it's the culmination, the conclusion, the completion. It's the apex, the finale, the peak, the height, the zenith. Doesn't get any greater. The Holy Ghost is the pinnacle, the summit, the top. It's the end result. It's the finish line. In common English, it is the Spirit of one awesome God coming to live inside of an individual and making him just as awesome. And if you've never received the fullness of the Holy Ghost, then I invite you with the same invitation. You ready? Stand with me. The same invitation that Jesus gave the disciples at the Last Supper. You know what he said, Jacob? He said, take, eat. So I would invite you today to take it, to receive it. Come on. I need every bit of doubt to leave. If you've got a doubt in your mind that people can receive the Holy Ghost, then please cast it from your mind right now. Pray that Jesus would help your unbelief. That's a good prayer. It's Bible. That's a Bible prayer. Jesus asked this guy, do you believe? Do you believe this? And the guy said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. It's a good prayer. We all have some unbelief. Amen. So it's a good prayer to pray, right? Let's just pray it. Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief right now, Lord. I need the strength of God even to believe right. God, I can't even believe. I can't fully do without, God, this doubt. I can't fully get out of my mind, Lord, that it could happen to me, that it could happen to anybody here. So I pray you help my unbelief, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, if you would just lift your hands right now. Hallelujah. 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 Begin to speak to the Lord in praise. Come on, I need you to just begin to speak to the Lord in praise right now. Hallelujah. Come on, keep your hands up and begin to speak to the Lord in praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Begin to speak to the Lord in praise. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I exalt you. Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let me pause you for a second. Listen, if you've never repented, the only thing I know that can keep you from receiving the Holy Ghost is unrepented sin. Okay? It's the only thing I know of. So in repentance, what you are doing is saying, Lord, I understand that I've sinned. And I repent of that. I'm sorry that I have sinned and I'm turning away from it. Repentance literally means to do an about face. Turn away from it. Now, you're going to say that, and you have no idea what he's going to ask you to turn away from because you just don't know everything that he calls sin. That's okay. In the spirit of repentance, you're turning away from it anyway. So here's what I'd like for you to do. You with me? Everybody with me? I'd like you just to pray a prayer, a simple prayer of repentance. Now, if you get carried away and you start weeping and crying, it's okay because that's part of repentance. If you don't, it's okay as well, as long as you're sincere in your repentance. Well, I don't know if I need to repent. Every one of us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's scripture, okay? How many know what all is? That means all of us, everybody, okay? All of us, kids, adults, we've all got it. We've all done it, okay? So let's just pray together, just a prayer of repentance right now.